This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, time for us to visit what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the overview of what's been happening this past year. As a matter of fact, the entire program is aimed at looking at the big stories and the people that were talked about. We have the top 10, and then we have honorable mentions as well. I think what I'm going to do is go around the room here and get from each of our participants, which includes the list is very, it's a broad list of big thinkers here. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show is here.
People
Rich McFadden,
broad.
Very broad. Well, McFadden's a broad thinker too, but in different ways.
Who are you calling a thinker?
Yes. And then there's Joe Crummy, who really is a big thinker. He expands on thoughts in his evil mind every day. His podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can get them iTunes or wherever
evil thoughts
alcohol
are sold.
Is sold.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
Yes, and Happy New Year. Okay, so Jennifer Horn, the big, from your perspective, as a person that not only is on the DJV show every day, but you have your own local Los Angeles morning program, what do you think from, again, the news talk perspective, and again, for the definition purposes, a news talk station or a program has the facts, sort of presents the facts and information, and then what does that mean? What does the host think the information means? And the audience participates sometimes. So what do you think is the number one story from your perspective
from
this past year?
Yeah. Can I pick a
three-way
tie?
Yes, you may.
Since I'm the broad here,
yes,
I get to pick three. I think
it's the
biggest story of the year is probably, of course, the media and the left attempt to do tie Russian collusion to Donald Trump. I think that was a story that dominated. It was a story that never was, yet it still dominated the headlines every single day. I think the Me Too movement at the end of the year has become a huge story and will continue to be a big story in 2018. And then I think from the beginning of January last year to the end of December this year, the fight between Donald Trump and the news media, him calling them the fake news media, and of course the fake news media trying to take down Trump and kind of underplay his achievements, which, believe it or not, you may not have heard about it. There were quite a few achievements that he had during his first year, and I think that is definitely one of the biggest stories of the year, is that contentious relationship between the two of them.
All right. So according to the Talkers Magazine list of the top stories of the year, number three is the Me Too movement. Number two, the investigation, the election hacking, all that sort of thing. Number one is the president's personality and his demeanor. And so you have, without looking at the list, you've come up with the things that are paramount, it would seem.
She looked.
I didn't. I did not look at any list, I swear.
Nice, yeah. Richie. So in terms
don't
of...
Don't be a hater, Rich.
That's all I can do. Yeah. There's nothing left.
Right. In the year 2018, we're not going to be haters. We're going to be healers. Healers, not haters, in 2018. All right? We'll get to that.
Good luck.
All right. So meanwhile, back to Jennifer for a second. And the investigation, the things that you can express yourself on the air and fit into a mold. But in terms of your own personal life, take the politics out of it. What's been the most important thing for Jennifer Horn this year? Because I think people who listen to all of us, they want to know what we think about the issues, but they also want to know more about us.
Well, personally, I got engaged this year, so that was a big deal. And I would say... an overwhelming theme for me as well this year was expanding my career, and I think refining some of the stuff that I do and taking it in maybe some different directions I didn't think I would end up in, but found myself here. So definitely a career expansion year, I think, for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So next year, what do you think next year holds in store?
More naps.
For all
hashtag
of us?
Hashtag more naps.
She says that every year, Doug.
Right, more naps?
Yeah, it never works out, though.
You know, I'm all about simplifying for next year. I want simplification in government. I want simplification in my life. I want to pare down all the nastiness. I want to purge. That's what I want for 2018.
All right, number six, the tax reform issue. Does that simplify your life for next year? Is your tax return and your tax reality going to be affected by the tax reform bill that was just passed at the end of the year?
I think so. I think when I'll be getting more money, definitely. I've used some of the online calculators. I'll be getting more money starting in February, and I think it'll be a whole lot easier to file income taxes. I think that process will be simplified. I love it. And Joe and Rich, I love watching a bunch of people go nuts about saving money. I've never seen anything so crazy
it's
in all
crazy,
my life
isn't it?
Where the media and a lot of people on the left are just absolutely trying to tell you how the world's going to end because you're going to save money on your taxes. It's so unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you are going to save money. You must be rich because only the rich are going to save money.
Mm. Well, that's not really true, as most of us have
yes,
figured out.
Yes, it is,
out.
Doug. I saw it on the news.
Oh, okay.
CNN told him.
I certainly don't want to interfere with your thinking process when it comes to watching the news and believe everything that you hear. It must be true, exactly. I don't know. In California, where Jennifer is, and I happen to be at the moment, Richie, you don't live in a wealthy state. Joe lives in...
No, California. I live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Right. Well,
nobody here.
Well, the five richest counties in the country are actually around, they surround
Washington. D.C. Right.
Right. But the number of things that are affecting the taxes, like the what you can deduct, your state income tax, can you deduct that in some states where they have a high income bracket? That's going to be good. A high income tax. I mean, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, places like that.
It's going to be tougher for us. It'll be tougher in the high income states, some of these blue states. Yeah. But I was listening to the governor of New York. I was listening to Andrew Cuomo the other day, who said that this is an economic civil war, which is a bunch of hooey. For years, the federal government has been subsidizing people that live in high tax states. It's time for California. And once these rich people start getting pinched, because if you make over $1 million a year, you'll be getting more taxes. You'll be taxed more come 2018. Once those people get pinched, man, I hope they start complaining to Governor Jerry Brown and to all of the leadership in these blue states where apparently it's okay to just tax up a storm. And,
isn't it funny how nobody mentions that the rich are getting away with a tax break and now they're not going to be getting away with it? The story is the rich are getting this tax break. That's not true. If you live in one of these blue states where there's high property values, you're going to get pinched.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to deduct that stuff anymore. I'm paying my taxes, the real estate taxes, I'm prepaying them.
You better be careful.
It's not going to work for
a lot of people stood in line to do that, and some places you cannot do it.
You can't do that.
It has to be assessed. If it's not assessed, you cannot guess what your taxes are going to be. You have to have an assessment for 2018.
Yeah, I have an assessment. We have the tax bill. The first two quarters are assessed. After that, it's a new ballgame because it's a new fiscal year.
Then you have to check with your county to make sure that they are able to accept the taxes. So those are the caveats to that.
The town does that. Oh, this is
my accountant told me yesterday, forget it. It's not going to happen. Don't do it. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even talk to me yesterday. I talked to my accountant, and he said, I'm too busy. I got a lot of people calling me up about it. And by the way, don't even bother.
They're back in fashion, accountants. It's pretty good.
There were 200 people in line at a couple of people in our neighborhood went. And there were 200 people in line at the Fairfax County, Virginia tax assessment office.
Yeah.
And the county was like, take this form, fill it out. You will be. Yeah. They didn't know what to do with everybody.
Yeah, and it's Christmas and nobody wants to work.
Government at work. All right. New Year's for 2018. We all hope for better and less government. But before we leave this, one thing, you look at companies like Apple, $268 billion in cash floating around outside the country. Now the tax rate's 15%, which is down. What was it before? 30%?
32?
No, it was 35. It's going down to 19.
All right. Well, there's some that will be paying 15. Whatever it is, that a lot of that money is going to come back to America,
yep.
And that will help in jobs as well. So the truth be told, it's as with always in circumstances like this, somebody's happy, somebody's not happy. The best deals are the ones where nobody's happy.
Stock market's happy.
Maybe. Yeah, stock market's very happy. So hold your breath for 2018. 16 past the hour. For a limited time, MyPillow is going to do they're continuing and they're extending the best offer they've ever made. That is buy one and get one free. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, you're tossing around all night long, turning in your bed, find yourself stuffing the pillow, trying to make it work. I'm about to sneeze, Rich. You may want to have... Yes.
Got you covered, Doug. Don't worry about it. So, I have one of these MyPillows, and as a matter of fact, last night I was surrounded by two of them. Yeah. I'll pick them with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Me, I'm picking up. Yeah, go ahead.
MyPillow's easy.
Yeah.
My wife and I both have the MyPillows, and I can guarantee you that you will sleep soundly. We just got a new mattress.
Yeah.
Finally, our mattress matches our
the pillow. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. The patented fill lets you put the pillow any way you like it. So if you want your head and your neck to be supported the proper way for you to get REM, REM sleep, rapid eye movement, that's what REM stands for. If you want to have that go to work faster as you put your head on the pillow and go right out, then you need to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the extended offer to buy one pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
All right, so the question may be here for us to consider, how would you rate this past year in terms of our country and the world? When I look at the stories, the top 10, and we'll go through them in order. We have some honorable mentions as well, like the anthem protests, climate change, the usual conversation about all the disasters and what brought that about. And then the discussion of net neutrality. And how that's going to affect. I don't think people realize what the change there is going to mean to people, especially on farms. The rural parts of our country are going to get screwed 85 ways from Sunday. Anyway, that's yet to be discussed here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 minutes past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy. Joe has evil thoughts. You can check them out online. EvilThoughts.com is a good place for you to start. You can find Evil Thoughts on iTunes or wherever podcasts are. So the if I were to say to you, Joe, same question I had for Jennifer, in terms of your work that you did this past year, your podcasts tend to lean to the right. And by the way, I was talking to one of your former bosses the other day who said, before you had your operation, you were on the left. So I wondered, and you know who I'm talking about and what the circumstance was. Anyway, so this reality that we find ourselves in, looking forward to the new year, looking back, though, on the things that you have, you do the podcast every day. There's something fresh there at Evil Thoughts. So what do you think had the most traction, the most downloads, the most interest of all the things that you worked over this past year?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. I hate you for that. You're making me think.
Oh, my God, you can't have that.
I like, a lot of the same. The thing that got me this year, and Jennifer mentioned it, but I think it's an underreported story. She was mentioning the whole thing about media and Trump and the fights and all that kind of stuff with the president and fake news and all that. I think that media bias is one of the biggest underreported stories of the year. The president can scream about it all he wants, but it doesn't really change the reality the way I see it. Anyway, I mean, I watch every day, and I know you do it too, but I do it 7 days a week. It's been great to ride the bubble. You know, when you do this stuff every day, you get into that news cycle, Doug, Rich. I know you guys know it too. When you do it every day, you ride that cycle almost like it's a wave at the beach or something. You're just sort of in that bubble and you ride it every day. And the thing that I've noticed about it is that the bias is out there, but yet, and people scream about it, but I think it's a big deal. And I also think that 2017, as we wrap up the year, my understanding, it's the first year where more people are going to be getting their information from the internet than they have heretofore from traditional news sources. I think that's a big deal.
All right. How does net neutrality, the diminishing of availability things the internet has provided to people in rural areas, the Midwest, Mid-South, How is that going to change for them, do you think?
I think it's going to get better. You and I would probably disagree on the
issue. Yeah, how do you get to that conclusion? Yeah.
Right. But I think the thing that we agree... I think the thing that we agree on is that we want to build the ISP market. What we don't want is it to be like the cable TV market in 1975. Wow, let's not make that much. Speaking of ISPs, let's not make.
Somebody's trying to get at you there, Joe. There's somebody. There's a net neutralityist who's giving you a little.
Right. It's still early here. Listen to this. It's still early here in L.A. and they're on us already.
Yeah, right.
I want to build that market out, and I know you do too. And so I'm optimistic about that. You may not be, but I am optimistic about it. I just saw an ad for Cricket ISP yesterday. I'm going good.
More I don't even know what that is.
More.
What is
right? Cricket? Well, there you go.
Cricket is a cell phone provider, the budget cell phone provider. So it looks like they'll probably get into the internet service provider. They're just reselling.
What do they have to resell if there isn't a product available in some of these rural areas?
Everybody resells Verizon and AT&T and Sprint, so it's going to be the same thing on the internet.
Yeah, but what if there isn't the kind of signal available in these areas, what do they have to how is selling different stuff going to be better? Yeah. It's cheaper, but it's not going to mean it's better.
Here's the deal. If you buy from Cricket and they are buying their bandwidth from Verizon, and your neighbor is a Verizon customer, who do you think is going to get the better service?
Verizon, thank you. Yeah, done. Good one, done. Boop, boop. All right, so the net neutrality issue, one thing. I want to get into some of the investments. Again, we have the top 10 stories. Yeah, we're going to get to those, but I want to do some side stuff, too. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, with compact SUVs being the hot new thing, Nissan released the new Kicks. The new Kicks is an all-new crossover and is meant for the urban, adventure-minded buyer. It is packed with features including standard automatic emergency braking and intelligent around-view safety monitor. Under the hood, a 1.6-liter four-cylinder engine with front-wheel drive and an expected fuel economy of 33 miles a gallon. Combined, just to give you that personal feeling, speakers embedded in the headrests. The Kicks will have a starting price of below $19,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Lurking before us, the stories of 2017 and the people in the focus. News Talk Radio is our gig here. This is the News Talk Review. Talkers Magazine provides the information. Talk Radio Review and the big stories, the honorable mentions. Before, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but Joe Crummy, who's one of the three of us at the Boys Club this weekend, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen, the rise of Bitcoin and things in the financial markets, the bullishness of the... By the way, have you ever understood, either one of you, the difference between a bull and a bear? The bear market, the bull market, and why they don't just say up market, down market?
Yeah.
Where'd bull and bear come from?
Bullish bear. I don't know why the bear isn't bullish. I mean, a bear scares me just as much as a bull does.
Yeah.
How's the bear not bullish?
Bulls don't scare me at all because I'm on the farm. Lots of bulls around all the time. And we certainly deal with lots of bull on this program, so I'm not afraid of that. But bears, yeah, big bears. So what does it mean? That bullish is good and bear is bad, right?
Bullish is good, bear is bad, correct. Yeah. I don't know why the bear is bad. I understand the bullish. That makes sense.
All right, so Joe, you play around a lot in the market. You buy any Bitcoin this year?
I've got audio issues here, so I have to reboot again.
Oh, can't hear anything. All right, let's keep going then. I receive bungity bungity bung. We may have put Joe on the phone. The stories that intrigued me this year... We're not about President Trump. We're not about the investigation. The Me Too movement, I think, from my perspective, is the number one item of the year. And you look around at some of the things. As a matter of fact, if I were looking ahead, Richie, and I wanted to have things continue, keep speaking out, the silence breakers, that's how they were referred to by people.
Right.
Sexual harassment has no place in our society. I think you keep... some people say it doesn't happen to men. It does happen to men. But all these women who keep saying you need to keep your hands to yourself, your tongue to yourself, your body parts, keep them to yourself. So Harvey and Mario and Matt
and whole
John
list.
And Charlie and Louie and Kevin and all the others too numerous to mention. I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir Putin was a Putin.
Yeah, but he doesn't care and he's not going anywhere because of it.
Right.
He would actually probably be proud of it.
Yeah, I guess.
If harassment stories came out about him.
All right, we make crummy work, or is what's going on with this thing over here? This is on-the-job training, ladies and gentlemen. We have one of the things that's most interesting about the programs that I do is how hard they are in a technical sense. We have all these people that are in various places around the country, and they all have to come into this one facility. Our originating network is Radio America.
And you know what it's all dependent on?
Who's your what?
The internet.
Well, there we are, back to net neutrality. Yeah, right. So you can't connect to him. Is that what you're saying?
He's got to reboot his computer.
He
just did. He has to do it again.
Okay. So I think the Me Too movement was the number one
item.
Would
you lump that in with race relations, and would you kind of make it all kind of social justice?
Social justice, yeah, I suppose. Race relations... have a way of metering themselves. There's a lot of stuff. By the way, the number one sports story of the year, I was involved in a radio program with Fred Dreyer, who is a former football player doing a sports program now, and the subject matter in this particular hour was the top 10 stories, the sports stories of the year, and number one was Colin Kaepernick and his...
Colin.
Colin, him too.
There's only one Colin.
Is fooling you. Well, yeah, I know. You keep telling me that when I talk about Powell. The essence, the gist of what has gone on here it started with Kaepernick, and then it spread, and thus the protest. And by the way, a lot of people are talking about the fact there's no NFL game on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, the Fox folks have given over to Steve Harvey, and yet another celebration from Times Square for New Year's Eve because they figure they'll get better ratings. The ratings, nobody really is talking about.
Why
would you? Because the ratings are not good for football now, and they keep going down.
My choices are Ryan Seacrest, what's his face over at CNN,
Anderson Cooper,
and football. What do you think I'm going to go watch? I'm all over the football. Why would they do that?
You're not watching it this New Year's Eve because there's going to be a game.
No.
You got to watch Steve Harvey or what's his face that does the voice. What's his name? The guy that's on NBC that does the voice?
I thought it was Ryan Seacrest. It's,
Ryan's on ABC.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the point is that the anthem protests have pulled the NFL down really big time to the point where they're not. They don't do their games. They don't play the anthem at the beginning of the games anymore on TV. They take you right to the beginning of the game, but the commercials are playing while the anthem, so you don't have to look on the field, as they are sensitive to it because it's affected their bottom line. Advertising rates. I'd be very curious to see what is going to be the rate for advertising in the Super Bowl this year, given the fact that there are a lot of people. Not only is it the anthem protest, but more and more people are really getting clued in to how unhealthy it is to play football, how really harmful it is. And so there are people who just say, I don't watch this anymore. It's really bad. And the way the league has been run
is really bad. That's the whole
thing. They're all greedy. And so people are fed up with it.
I got three things going on here, okay? So I got my Redskins, they're either just okay or they're horrible.
Yeah.
And this year they were semi-okay. Not fun to watch. Who cares? All right?
Mm-hmm.
You add on top of that all of this just angst back and forth with everybody and, oh, I want to go out in the field and save the world. You know what? Shut up and play football.
That's what you get paid to do.
That's
go
that's
protest on the street after
if
the game is over.
Right. If you want to go on to, and get on the news after the game, great. Cool. No problem. I'm down with that. And you know what? I'll back you on a lot of the things that you want to try and get done, and I'll oppose you on some of the other things. But right now, I just want to watch the game. And then I got my fantasy football. So I decided this year, the only reason I was really interested in watching football is to make sure my fantasy football team was doing okay. Mm-hmm. I did not spend one Sunday sitting on the couch watching football all day long, and I got a lot of stuff done. And I started to realize, why do I do this? Why do I sit here? I love the game of football, but why do I sit here and put myself through this if I've got other things to do with my kids or around the house or just whatever it is? And I got a lot of done, and it's just a lot of people did that. I don't know anybody who was just tied to their couch.
All right, Richie, you don't have selective amnesia. You've just proven that to me. The top stories of the year from the world of News Talk Radio, immigration reform. It's very interesting when you get down to brass tacks to really look at what was done. There are all these people that are moaning and groaning about what Trump has done and what he hasn't done. The information is in, and President Trump sent 26% fewer Mexicans back home this year than Barack Obama did in the same period last year. How about that? All the vows to crack down on illegal immigration. Government data shows about 152,000 Mexican nationals were repatriated. That means they were booted out of the country between January and the end of November. Let's see. The Mexico Interior Ministry, who keeps track of this, says last year at the same time, 195,000. It depends on what number you look at. One number is 195,000. Another one is 205,000. So in the first 11 months of last year, about 50,000 more Mexicans were sent back to Mexico. So one wonders why. If Trump is the big talker when it comes to this, why have there been fewer deportations? Why is there less enforcement? That's really kind of what I'm getting out of this.
Well, one of the things you have to consider here is how many less people are coming over the border in the first place. Illegal immigration has really dropped because the people know that when they come here, or fear that when they come here, they're going to get into trouble, that things aren't as good as they used to be. Mm-hmm. It isn't as friendly. It isn't as easy to sneak around the system. So a lot of them, it went from like, I can't remember the number, like 20,000 people a month to like 5,000 people a month that were coming over the border illegally.
One of the things that I heard on a discussion the other day on one of the radio programs here in Los Angeles, the number of the people, the illegals that are involved in crime, and it was one specific story about a guy who had been deported five times, first time when he was 13 for raping somebody who was his own age. He got sent back. He came back to the country when he was 18. He raped somebody else, was sent back to Mexico. We came back at 24, raped somebody else, went back to Mexico. This happened five times. Instead of putting him through the system and sticking him in San Quentin or someplace and throwing away the key, these boobs, just when somebody commits something like this, they send him back to Mexico, and Mexico is happy to get rid of him because apparently this guy, from the story that I heard on this radio program, did the same thing in Mexico. So how could we possibly run a country this badly? How are we, and you hear these stories all the time about the illegals involved in DUIs and killing people on the highway and involved in robberies and murders, and yet they just, all they do is send them home. Why do they send them to jail? You think the guys in San Quentin are going to leave them alone? They're going to leave them alone. You send somebody like that to San Quentin, it's a one-way trip in, and he comes out in a box. And you know what? For guys like that, that's what they deserve. I have no sympathy for any of these people, especially the ones who are coming here illegally and committing these crimes. And yet I just don't understand it. You know, the government says they want to have less meddling. The feds get out of our lives. I want the feds involved in this. I want them in my life. I want them doing what they need to do to put these people out of our misery. This is one of the real outrages of the year.
310,000 reported apprehensions nationwide at our borders last year, ending in the fiscal year September 2017. It's 25% decline. So 25% less people are coming across the border illegally than just a year ago.
So do you think that's justification for what I just said about fewer being sent back?
No. You just send them all back still if they're here illegally.
Yeah.
If you come here illegal, 100% of them, I mean, unless there's some kind of a reason that they're going to be harmed, hurt, or killed back in their other country.
Mm-hmm. 45 past the hour, Talk Radio Review, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with a word for those of you who are suffering from aches and pains. Your joint comfort is the number one priority of the folks at Purity Products. Purity Products has developed Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. As we age, your joints become a little less functional, your brain a little less functional, your cardiovascular system a little less functional, your muscles not as good. So let's see if we can do something about that. You can if you're on Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. It's a new product. It delivers on all kinds of fronts. Krill oil has been heralded for its unique, the complex nature of what the, I don't know what you call it, the chemical makeup of it. But the bottom line is that it's great for your joints, for your bones. This is a small pill that makes a big difference. It has krill oil in it for your joints, and it has omega concentrated fish oil, omega-3s. It's a small pill, fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Everybody on my staff is on these. Mini soft gel, Krill Omega 50 Plus. You'll discover a highly innovative combination of krill oil and fish oil, designed for people who want to have an active lifestyle, get the blood going, make sure everything in your body is functioning well, get on this product. In order to entice you, in order for you to experience how great this product is, Purity says get the first bottle free. Dial 800-355-1493 and order fish oil, krill oil together in this Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. You'll pay a couple of bucks in shipping. That's it. You'll get the bottle, 30-day supply. Take it within 7 days. You'll be talking about how much better you feel. And you'll be thinking better. You'll be more alert. And that's because the brain, the cardiovascular system is working better, too. 800-355-1493, a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, just because it's free. You should just call the number and get it because it's free. Get started. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, a free bottle is yours at 800-355-1493.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on health care.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
One of the big movies of the year, all these big scripted and I think for my purposes horribly boring movies with the big Superman and Batman and the Avengers and the Hulk and Wonder Woman and Snapchatter or whoever they are. So Chucker, big movies of the year, disappointments. What would you say was the number one disappointment in terms of movie that you thought was going to be really good but didn't? And
I got to give that really honestly. That you just came at me with that question. I didn't really give it much thought, but Star Wars: The Last Jedi. This weekend will go over $500 million at the box office. It will become the highest-grossing film of 2017, surpassing Beauty and the Beast, which was number one up until now. Both Disney films, so Disney's going to win either way. I would say Beauty and the Beast was easily one of my favorite films of 2017. Certainly one of the most enjoyable. In terms of disappointment, I got to give that thought, and I'll get back to you on Monday to let you know about that one.
All right, so we have Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, Movie Moments. We'll have his thoughts on what he thinks are going to be the big movies of 2018. I thought it was interesting, Chucker, that at some of the AMC theaters during screenings of Star Wars, there were complaints because of the scene in which Laura Dern's Admiral Holdo sacrifices herself by flying into the enemy ship at light speed. And for a few seconds, viewers watched this crash. It was silence. And so what they put up on the screen was, don't be worried, there's going to be 10 minutes, 1 hour, 52 minutes into the movie, 10 seconds of dead air.
Yeah.
And
incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I clearly knew it was a director's creative choice when they did it, but I'm surprised that people would get antsy within a 10-second time period to actually get out of the seat and go to the front desk and say the sound doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, weird.
Well, we have that problem on radio, too. It's called a dead air. All right, so Chucker, 2018 in front of us. What are your predictions? What do you think? Do you have specific movies that are coming out that you're looking forward to?
Well, that music we just played was to Avengers Infinity War. I predict that will be easily the biggest movie of 2018. I can see it rivaling Avatar and Titanic as the biggest movie in terms of box office.
Wow.
of all time. If you look at the trailer, it has every single Marvel superhero character in it. And I just think it's going to be a massive movie worldwide. Actually, five superhero movies hit theaters in 2018. You got Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, another Marvel movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, a sequel to Ant-Man. I loved Ant-Man. Looking forward to that
great
one.
Movie.
Aquaman, which is a DC movie over at Warner Brothers that comes out at Christmas time, and the sequel to Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds. I know you're not too keen on superhero movies, Doug, but they absolutely a major part of the industry, and I think will be for quite some time. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom with Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard opens in 2018. It's going to be a hit. I look forward to it. In terms of Star Wars, you got Solo, Star Wars Story, the prequel telling the story of Han Solo at a younger age, directed by Ron Howard. You interested in that one, Doug?
Yeah. Yes, I am. You know what? A little gossip here. Yes. I've said this not to be a Jerkelberger, but my son, who works in Hollywood, has friends. They all work at the same. They all go work out at the same gym. And one of his great friends is Armie Hammer, who is making quite a name for himself. And apparently, last week or two, the people who are producing Batman trying to convince him to be the next Batman. What do you think that would be?
Well, I know he was originally supposed to be Batman in a movie, in the original Justice League movie
he didn't
about
want
8 years
to.
Ago. Well, okay. He'd be an interesting choice.
Yeah. Who else
movies
would be
coming out for Batman?
Yeah.
I actually like Ben Affleck. I think he's good. I know Jake Gyllenhaal met with the director, Matt Reeves, about the possibility of playing Batman in the new Batman solo movie that the Warner Brothers is going to do. But I actually like Ben Affleck. I think he's done a pretty good job. Personally, yeah.
All right, anyway, what else for this next
Mission, year? Mission Impossible 6 with Tom Cruise comes out in 2018. A Star is Born, a third remake of that film, Bradley Cooper's directorial debut. Lady Gaga plays the female lead. I think that's a pretty compelling movie. What do you think? No? Okay. What about the remake of Death Wish with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'd see that. Equalizer 2, Denzel Washington. I'm certainly looking forward to that one.
Too violent.
And then Meg, a giant shark movie with Jason Statham. It won't be Jaws, but it should be B-movie fun.
Giant shark?
Yes. Big,
like
a prehistoric, really, really big shark, like five times the size of the shark in the original Jaws.
What are they going to do with that? Are you going to eat buildings? Eat buses?
Probably.
Eat planes?
Well, Jason Statham will give him a karate chop, and that'll be the end of it.
I'd punch him. Happy New Year. Chuck Curry, Happy Movie Year. Moments, DJ V-Time 59 after the...
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.